Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. How can I help you?
Yes, this is Cheryl Spiegel calling. I called the other day to cancel everything with you, and you even gave me a confirmation number, and I see where you're trying to get money out of my account again this morning, and I'm very upset about it.
Okay, yes, ma'am, and I'll be more than happy to check into that for you. Could I have your zip code, please?
Yes, it's 16125.
Okay.
I asked them if both of the things that I had ordered from you just to pay the shipping, I asked if they were both canceled, and they said yes.
And could I have your first and last name, please?
Yes, it's under James and Cheryl Spiegel, S-P-I-E-G-E-L.
Okay. So I'm seeing here the last time you were attempted to be charged was March 4th. That was, and you called to cancel on the 5th. So you hadn't been charged or
attempted. That wasn't March 4th. It was just the other day. It was the day before yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant April 5th. I'm sorry. So the last time you had been, where you were attempted to be charged on April 4th, and you called to cancel on April 5th, and so you had not been charged since April 4th or attempted to be charged.
Well, it's on there to be charged as of today, Tuesday, or yesterday, Tuesday. It's on there, $91.89.
So are you sure it doesn't say April 4th? Because that's when you were charged the $91.89.
Mm-mm. It says that it's to go through on the fifth, on Tuesday.
Okay, well, bear with me one quick moment. I'm just going to place you on a brief hold really quickly.
Okay.
Thank you for calling First Net. This is Sean Tay on a recorded line. May I have your name, please?
Yeah, it's under Cheryl Spiegel.
Thank you. And may I have your account number, please?
My what?
Account number?
Yes, it's 731-284-972.
And Ms. Spiegel, may I verify your date of birth?
6/28/53.
And may I verify the last four digits of your Social Security?
8539.
Thank you. And how may I help you?
There's a charge on there of $91.89. The other day you had called me because you thought it was fraudulent, and I had called the company, and I told you not to put it through.
Thank you for being
and
patient.
I had called the company. I'm on the other line with the other lady. Yes, go ahead, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. So on the 5th, when you called to cancel the account, I canceled transactions from that point forward, not the transaction that had already went through. So that's most likely what you're seeing, the $91.89 that you were charged for on April 4th, because I canceled your account with us on April 5th. So from April 5th forward, you shouldn't have been charged for anything.
Okay, but I don't want that to come out. Okay, I will talk to the bank.